You're listening to KJZZ's Here and Now. Good morning. I'm Steve Goldstein in Phoenix. The economic downturn and increased competition for patron and donor dollars have made life even more challenging for Arizona's arts organizations. But thanks to a one-time allocation, money from interest on the state's Rainy Day Fund, the Arizona Commission on the Arts has introduced Arizona Art Tank, a different way for individuals and arts organizations to attempt to earn some extra cash. State Senator Steve Farley of Tucson was the leader behind making the $1 million available, while Bob Booker is executive director of the Arizona Commission on the Arts, which will help decide who gets new grants, and they both join me now. Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
Senator Farley, where did this idea come from? And I think people are going to be amazed that you were able to get it through.
Yeah, it was an interesting thing. I woke up at 2 in the morning with the idea, which just shows you what a nerd I am for these sort of things. But the idea was that we have this rainy day fund of $450 million that's sitting there in a New York investment bank earning a little bit of interest. And the interest is just building up on the principal in that account and not going to work for the people of Arizona. So I thought, why not take that money and put it to work for folks right here in the state, throughout the state? I started talking with Republicans immediately. The Republicans talked to other Republicans, and we ended up with actually a proposal, an amendment to put $2 million into the Arts Commission from that rainy day fund interest that otherwise wasn't being used. Doesn't affect our bottom line cash balance because that isn't included in the cash balance. And it was approved on the floor of the Senate and then approved in the House. And it went to the governor and negotiated down to $1 million, but she signed off on that. And already Bob has done incredible things through the Arts Commission in distributing that money to entrepreneurial arts organizations throughout the state. And I think the Republicans really jumped on this because the arts sector really is the most entrepreneurial sector of our economy. Hmm. In some cases, they create real value from literally nothing. And it's very hard to see any other business that does that. And it makes such a huge difference to the jobs we create and the businesses we attract and what our communities just feel like here in Arizona. So being able to put a little bit of money here after the Arts Commission has gotten zeroed out year after year was huge. And I think Art Tank is a great way that Bob came up with the idea of highlighting that entrepreneurialism in the arts, as well as getting the word out to the creativity and incredible spirit we have here in Arizona.
And I want to have Bob elaborate on that in just one second, but since we live in a what have you done for me lately world, Governor Brewer put out her proposed budget last Friday. Is there any hope for arts funding in this next fiscal year?
Well, her budget zeroes out the Arts Commission again, but that's the way we started last year, too. And, you know, when a Democrat comes up with an idea to get in the budget, most people don't give it much of a chance. But we managed to pull it off last year, and I think we're going to get able to do it again. And we're pushing for $2 million this year, not just the $1 million. And I've already talked with a number of Republican legislators who are upset the governor zeroed out the Arts Commission again because they understand the value of the arts, not just to our culture, but to our economy. And they're going to push very hard to get that $2 million in there this year. And I think we have a good chance of getting it done.
Bob Booker, obviously broader arts discussion to be had here. But first of all, we've been talking about Art Tank. So explain to people what it is.
Well, Art Tank is a new funding initiative. As Senator Farley said, the bulk of our dollars went into our arts organizations across the state, really to help them emerge from a very, very challenging environment, economic environment. And with that emergence, we wanted to also develop two new programs, Community Catalyst and Art Tank. The goal with Art Tank is truly that to design a program where organizations can imagine what they can do in new, normal, mm-hmm. in creative and entrepreneurial ways. In other words, we're challenging our arts organizations to think out of the box and investigate new ways of serving Arizonans through the arts. So it's a matter of looking forward, getting out of that sort of bunker mentality that many of our nonprofits have been in with this economic crisis, and developing new programs, new ideas that will reach Arizonans in new ways.
Well, how important is innovation when we often think, and maybe this is a stereotype, doesn't apply anymore, but people still say it, that not enough young people are going to events, and are there ways to attract young people that are non-traditional ways?
Well, innovation and creativity is the heart of the arts, and we know that when kids are engaged in arts activities in their classroom and after-school programs, they learn that, which makes them a better rounded person, a whole person. We also know that our businesses and corporations are are looking for individuals today with entrepreneurial skills, with creative skills, the ability to be a team worker and the ability to think outside of the box. And that sort of training comes primarily from arts experiences and often in the early ages of K through 12 kids as they move through the school. So I'm here to also speak very strongly about the value of arts and education in our public and private schools.
Have you found it hard, though, to convince people that arts and business go arm in arm?
You know, it's not hard. It's not hard when I can get them to listen to the points. Here are some of them. The arts grow local economy development, so we are really good in the local market in small and rural communities. We're an economic driver. The arts in Arizona contribute about $500 million in economic impact to our state. They go hand in hand with business development. They support jobs. They provide tax revenue. They help with tourism development. And they drive a creative-based economy, which is what we're seeing happening in many of our successful states as they bring new businesses, tech businesses, medical businesses to their community. Arts activities and arts experiences train those workers to be vital employees in that sector.
Senator Farley, go ahead.
Can I just add a little bit to that, question, actually? One of the stories I like to tell is Tom Grogan was a professor at the University of Arizona in biotech, and he founded a company called Ventana Medical Systems in Oro Valley. His whole concept for founding that company was to hire the most brilliant left-brain engineers he could find, and then he made them take art and music courses 3 times a week while they were working. Because he understood, and the way he put it to me, was that the biggest scientific breakthroughs don't come from the left brain. They come from the right side of the brain. It's the creativity that really makes it happen. And his company started up as a startup. It sold to Roche Corporation, the international biotech firm, for $3.5 billion. So that's proof right there of exactly how much the arts will benefit the bottom line of a corporation in addition to our culture.
Senator Farley, you're an artist yourself. What do you think of this state as far as its appreciation of the arts? And that goes from people who are just average everyday folks and those who are making our laws.
Well, I think there's the people we've seen, and that's part of why I, as a Democrat, was able to get $1 million for the arts in the budget, is that our leaders are catching on, our leaders understand it, and our audiences, the everyday person who lives in Arizona, really understands that it isn't just our natural beauty, it's our culture and our arts that make this an incredible place to live. The entrepreneurial aspect of it is key to that. People are seeing that need. These arts organizations are seeing that need of people to have the type of cultural enrichment that come from our local arts organizations. And our tank is a great way of doing that. I don't know if we're going to go into further about the paradigm of how that is, but you know the show Shark Tank on TV?
Indeed. Tell our listeners about it, though.
Shark Tank is basically it's a very popular show on broadcast television that has a panel of business entrepreneurs and CEOs, and then people with ideas pitch ideas to them, and then they get funded at the end of this show. Our Tank is a similar idea where we're going to have panels at 4 different places around the state starting next month, in which there'll be political leaders, business leaders, and arts professionals judging a series of arts organizations making very entertaining presentations in front of a live audience. And then certain people will be funded by the panel, and even those who aren't getting funded can get funded by the audience. And we're working on getting TV contracts also. I know Access Tucson, our local cable in Tucson, is going to broadcast the Art Tank in Tucson so that we can get an even wider audience. And I think the whole show is going to be really entertaining. So this could potentially be something that goes very big in getting publicity for what's going on. Because the arts organizations know there's a premium on being entertaining, not just writing a good grant.
And it's going to be a 6-minute presentation, I understand. And Bob Booker, we've only got about a minute or so left, but are arts on the upswing in Arizona? Did you feel like the downturn got people a little bit too far off the arts, but now we're coming back?
Well, the downturn surely helped hurt the arts organizations with their bottom line. Giving was down, corporation giving, state money was down, federal dollars were down, individual giving was down. However, the nonprofit arts organizations of Arizona can stretch a dollar better than any other industry I've ever seen and are resilient. They had laid off staff. They had cut programming. With the new $1 million, we were able to see some recovery. We're hoping, again, as Senator Farley said, for $2 million this year from the legislature. That will surely help allow our organizations to provide the access that they do for Arizonans across our state.
Bob Booker is Executive Director of the Arizona Commission on the Arts. Also, State Senator Steve Farley of Tucson. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.